Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this lovely series known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we previously discussed some very beautiful points with regards to the purpose of creation, that indeed the purpose of creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also discussed how to develop the jazba, the passion, the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. In our previous episode, we discussed the excellences and the virtues of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age, subhanallah. And very beautifully, we concluded on the beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was weeping, and Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Ya Rasulullah, fidaka ummi wa abi, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What has made you weep? Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the sins of the people of the past and the future for your sake. And on that, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, should I not be a thankful person? Allah, 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 subhanallah. Inshallah, today we will be carrying on with this beautiful discussion of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age, in the youth. What is the benefits? What are the excellences of this? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we come to our topic for today, let's make good intentions. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make good intentions such as, when I hear the name of Allah, I will say, jalla jalaluhu, jalla shanuhu ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the Sahaba Ikram, I will say radiallahu ta'ala anhu anha. When I hear the name of the Awliya Ikram, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And inshallah, whatever I learn, I will first of all try to act upon it myself, and then inshallah I'll pass the knowledge on to others as well. As very beautifully my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered me and said, balighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf even if it is one ayah. Every person should take this blessed words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implement it on himself. That my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this to me, convey on my behalf. So I'm not going to look at any other person, I will look at myself and I will convey on behalf of another person. Whether someone is doing this or not, my job is to inshallah convey the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. With regards to the incident I mentioned of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you notice? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sultanul Anbiya, the best of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is that personality who has a high rank, a high status, the greatest status, even above the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human beings, the anbiya, everyone, the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, he is that personality for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. Allah ta'ala made everything for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stars, the sky, the earth, the mountains, the planets, the universe, the solar system, every single thing was made for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at his maqam and his status, that even he is worshipping in the night, and he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and weeping, making dua for his ummah, weeping for his ummah, worrying about his ummah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was definitely ma'asoom, innocent. Our aqeedah, alhamdulillah, that all the anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are ma'asoom. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also ma'asoom. It is impossible for even a split second for someone to even think that a Nabi can ma'adala commit a sin. No, no, no. Al-ayadu billah. It is not even possible for them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to commit a sin. So definitely my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sultanul Anbiya. So there is no sins ma'adala. There is no disobedience. But still on that level and that maqam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reply, he very beautifully, he says, should I not be a thankful bondman? Should I not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I not make shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I not express my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The maqam, the rank of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our understanding. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he mentions and he says, subhanallah, subhanallah. He says, on the day of judgment, first of all, I will come out from my luminous Rozai Mubarak, from my luminous shrine, subhanallah. When people will come in the form of groups, I will be the leader. When they will become silent due to the horrors of the day of judgment, I will be the khatib. Subhanallah. When they will be stopped, I will be the intercessor. When they will become hopeless, then I will be the one who will give them the good news. I will have sublimity and grandeur and the keys of all the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my hands that day. And among the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, I will be the noblest one in the sight of Allah azza wa jal. 1,000 servants will be around me. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning his maqam, his blessed station and his blessed rank. On that day when nobody is going to help you, I am going to help you. On that day when your parents, your sisters, your brother, your uncle, your aunties, your relatives, your friends, your children, everyone will run away from you, then I will be there for you. I will support you. I will help you. I will give you hope. This is his maqam, his status. On that day we will need him. We are in need of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی. Yes, every person, even the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be in need of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is his maqam, that is his status. But look at the teachings he's giving us in this world, that he is going on the musalla, he is performing ibadah, he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is weeping. Allah, 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 subhanallah. This is the enthusiasm. This is an incident which pumps our heart and gives our heart that message that come, this is the time now. That you have no excuse in your youth. You have no excuse at all. What, you have school, you have college, you have university, you have this, you have vacations, you have partying to do. You have time for each and every nonsense activity. The thing you don't have time for is coming here performing salah. The thing you don't have time for is keeping your fast. The thing you don't have time for is going and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Again, I want to mention this beautiful hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, value five things before five. Youth before the old age, health before the illness, affluence before poverty, leisure time before being busy, and life before death. These five things you need to value now, because tomorrow there's only going to be a regret. In the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a pious young man and he used to remain busy worshipping in the masjid. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he passed away, and after the arrangements for the ghusl, for the kafan, dafan, everything was done, the very same night, When Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed about this incident in the morning, he went to that person's father, the person who had passed away, in order to express his condolences. And after expressing the condolences, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Why did you not inform me? So I could also be a part of his janaza. I could also attend his janaza." He humbly said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, much part of the night had passed. Therefore, keeping your rest in mind and keeping, you know, your aram in mind, I thought that it was better not to inform you." So Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Take me to the grave of that pious young man." Thus Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his companions were taken to that young man's grave. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu called out, "O so and so, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, 'وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ' and for the one who fears standing in the majestic court of his Lord are two paradises, two jannah." Allah, Allah, Allah. That young man replied twice from his grave, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, my Creator has bestowed upon me both of these two jannahs, both of these two paradises." Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is two jannah for that person. And he testified and he verified that definitely, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon me two jannahs." Subhanallah. So these are all incidents for you to motivate you, for you all to have that just by and stand up and say, "No, now it's time for me to reform myself, to change myself." Put that jazbah in yourself, put that enthusiasm in your body. A person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he still has that jazbah, that love, that desire for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to the reward of that person. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, when a person reaches that part of his age, whilst performing good deeds in a state of Islam, that he does not remember anything when needed, despite having its knowledge from beforehand, then Allah Azza wa Jal continues to record those good deeds in his book of deeds as well, which he used to perform when he was healthy. How beautiful it's mentioned. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Al-Khan Naimi very beautifully mentions, and he says, the elderly person who had been performing worship abundantly in his youth but is unable to perform worship abundantly owing to the old age. When he was young, he used to perform. He had jazbah and everything. But now he became old. He can't perform. You know, his weakness is there. His sickness is there. His problems are there. Allah, Allah, he mentions, Allah Azza wa Jal declares him to be ma'zoor. Means he has an excuse and records in his book of deeds the very same acts of worship he used to do in his youth. Look at the reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was young. He had the jazbah, he had the passion, he had the enthusiasm. Allah, Allah, Allah. When he is old, now he can't do it, but he had the jazbah. He used to do it when he was young. Then now he has excuse. Now he has difficulties. Now he has problems. Then listen, now I'm also going to record the good deeds of those actions which he used to do when he was young. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Allama Zainuddin Abdul Rahman Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully has mentioned, and he mentioned a very beautiful thing. He says, one who remembered Allah Azza wa Jal when he was young and healthy, Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of him when he gets old and weak. Then he says, and will also grant him good hearing, good vision, good strength and intellect. Sayyidina Abu Tayyib Tabari subhanallah rahmatullahi ta'ala was over 100 years old, yet he was mentally and physically fit and healthy. Someone asked him the secret of his health, so he replied, I protected my physical abilities from sins in my youth, so Allah Azza wa Jal has retained them for me today when I have become old. Subhanallah. On the contrary, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw an old person who was begging. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, this person wasted the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal in his youth, so Allah Azza wa Jal wasted his strength in the old age. This is how it works. Now is the time to sacrifice. Now is the time, you know, in English we say no pain, no gain. To gain something, there have to be some pain, there has to be some difficulty, there has to be some mushakkat, some working, some hard work. Without that, you can't expect to gain something. So in this time and age, now when you are young, now you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tomorrow you are going to see the fruits. And inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will take care of your health. Allah ta'ala will take care of your strength, your ability. And by Allah, we have witnessed this ourselves. Physically, I have experienced this, that I have met great, great ulama-i kiram and scholars who are, you know, 70 plus, 80 plus, even 90 plus. But their memory, their hafizah, their strength, their power is unique, is special. And then we look and we say, definitely, this is the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when this personality was young, he didn't waste his time like we are doing. He didn't waste his time in futile things. No, he was busy in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was busy in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today this person became young. Today this person became an old man. Today this person became an elderly person. He has so much respect, but still his status, his maqam, one side, his health, his physical being, his mental state, everything is still intact. And this is indeed the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the words of Sayyidina Allama Zainuddin Abdul Rahman bin Rajab Hanbali. That one who remembered Allah when he was young and healthy, Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of him when he gets old and weak, and will also grant him good hearing, good vision, good strength, and good intellect. Is this still not motivating you that now let me go and do something? Let me go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This young age is there. Yes, the temptations are there. The shaitan is there. This filthy thoughts in my mind and heart is there. But now it is time for me to put everything one side. So tomorrow I'm not crying. Tomorrow I'm not worrying. Tomorrow I'm not in difficulty. Where it's a time of social media. Time of internet. And this internet, believe me, you, is something which has destroyed our youngsters. This internet is something which is consuming and eating our youngsters from within. Remember, the internet can be used for good purposes. The internet can be used for filthy and bad purposes. The TV at your house can be used for a good purpose. The TV at your house can be used for a bad purpose. This tablet, this iPad, this electronic devices of yours can be used for good purposes. At the same time, it can be used for bad purposes as well. The option is yours. What do you want to use it for? You want to use it for illicit material? You want to use it for filthy things? You want to use it for corrupted things? Then you are going to corrupt yourself, your mind, your body, your heart and everything. You want to use that same devices for pure things, for pure things, for knowledge, for beautiful things of Islam. Then you are going to rectify your heart, your mind, your body, your soul. Today, our youngsters are busy in school, in colleges, and it is as if, you know, they are of different mentality. It's as if they have just moved away from Islam so much that they have no connection at all with Islam. Every filthy action, every wrong deed, every wrong thing is now described, or it is now done as very boldly, as if they have no shame, no sharam, nothing is left. And this is a downfall. This is a tabahi, this is a destruction, especially to the youngsters of the Muslim Ummah. Because the Muslim Ummah is being destroyed. These youngsters are being destroyed. Our people are being destroyed. Ulama ikram have mentioned many harms of sinning. I'm just going to keep, you know, very few in front of you. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, even if this sin is just one, it brings 10 evils with it. One sin, 10 evils. Number one, he says, when a person commits a sin, he attracts the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas Allah azza wa jal has the power to inflict wrath on that person. Number two, he, means the one who commits the sin, makes shaitan happy. Number three, he distances himself from Jannah. Number four, he gets closer to Jahannam. Number five, he harms the most precious thing of his, that is his own life. Number six, he makes his heart impure. Whereas it is originally his heart is pure, but he makes his heart impure. Number seven, he distresses Kiraman Katibin, means the angel writing his deeds. Number eight, such an individual makes the Holy Rasul displeased in his blessed shrine. Number nine, he makes the earth and the heavens and all the creation a witness to his disobedience. Number 10, he breaches the trust of all humans and disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10 bad things happen to a person when he commits just one sin. Our youngsters are doing filthy things day and night. Every moment, time is passing by and we are not even, you know, worried about this. We don't even take heed of all these actions which we are doing. I ask yourself, where are we standing? What are the parents doing for their children? What are the elders doing for their children? Don't you look at your children? Don't you look at your youngsters? This is the young age, the youth, when they are doing every sort of filthy action. It is your responsibility to stand up now and tell that youngster, listen, what you are doing is wrong. The path you are going on is wrong. The things you are watching is wrong. The things you are listening to is wrong. If you are not rectifying your children, if you are not rectifying your youngsters, then you are at fault. Yes, they are at fault. They are doing the filthy things, but you have authority over them. As a father, you have authority. As a mother, you have authority. As an elder brother, you have authority. As an elder sister, you have authority. Why are you not taking care of your youngsters? Tomorrow, these same youngsters are going to turn out to become filthy human beings. And then who's going to blame? The Mulan Sahib, unfortunately, my son is doing against me. Mulan Sahib, unfortunately, my daughter is on the wrong path. You did not control them when they were young. These 10 things come with every sin you commit. Al-Ayyazu Billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in the shade of His beautiful, you know, mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us in our aqeedah. It is indeed a very, 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 very sad time. People come to us with problems. People come to us with difficulties. People come to us with different issues. And whilst looking at this, it makes us want to cry. That what is happening to this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This ummah whom my Nabi cried for? This ummah whom my Nabi wept for? They know nothing about the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know nothing about the lifestyle of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every filthy thing they are doing, every wrong thing they are doing, and then on top of it, they want to justify it. It's a norm, it's a custom. Everyone is doing it. Let us also do it. Nothing wrong we are doing. Yes, tomorrow we'll repent. Tomorrow we'll do tawbah. I said, did you see tomorrow? Did you see the next morning? Did you see the next day? Did you see anything which is going to happen to you? Do you know you're going to be alive the next moment? By Allah, you do not know. We met people today, tomorrow they passed away. We saw people today, tomorrow we heard they have left this world. Did not happen to you? Young, old, baby, elderly person, woman, man, everyone. They left this world. They don't know whether tomorrow you're going to be alive or not. You do not know about that. What guarantee you are giving yourself? What false hopes you are giving yourself? Tomorrow you'll make tawbah. Tomorrow you'll repent. Tomorrow you'll turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo. Abhi nuri jawan tum ho. Now is the time to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very beautiful Chinese proverb is that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And the second best time is now. Do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for the next minute. Do whatever you wanted to do it now. And inshallah, you will see the blessings and the barakah in that beautiful decision of yours. This topic is so vast that, you know, we can discuss for hours on this beautiful topic. There are so many things to discuss. But today I leave you with these beautiful words. That remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart. Inshallah, this love will keep you on the straight path. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you happy. Remember, think positive, be positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.